So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hi guys, listen, I had another question about organ meats. Can I consume organ meats? Okay, so I'm gonna talk about that. The first thing you need to know is that always have grass-fed organ meats from maybe the farmer's market, something that you know is really, really healthy. Never consume just regular organ meats that you would get at the grocery store unless it's grass-fed, simply because of the amount of toxic waste that can accumulate, especially in the liver, okay? That being said, I have never consumed organ meats except for some liver I was forced to consume as a child, and I just didn't like the taste. But I think I do want to start consuming some organ meats. I just have no recipes at this time, but I want to try to maybe take a combination, grind them up, and hide them in my hamburger, maybe like 15 to 20% of it, and make a hamburger, just because I know the benefits. Now, you talk about nutrient density foods. Organ meats have way more nutrition than vegetables, or even sprouted vegetables, even sprouted cruciferous vegetables. So organ meats have the most nutrition of any food that you can eat. I mean, look at liver. Iron, B12, vitamin A, the active form, massive amounts. Folate, choline, zinc, methionine, which is a great amino acid, and it acts as a precursor for a lot of very powerful antioxidants for your liver. Selenium, I mean, it's really amazing. That's just a small fraction of nutrients. The kidney has loaded with selenium and B12. Brain has omega-3, specifically DHA, which is a very powerful, healthy fatty acid that helps regenerate the brain tissue, and it's like the raw material that the brain needs. Again, B12. Vitamin C, the heart, coenzyme Q10. That's a very powerful antioxidant that your cells need to make energy. You can get a lot of energy from coenzyme Q10, and believe it or not, consuming heart has that in it. And I know there's different recipes that you can make it taste really good. It's really hard to find a dog food that does. It's not loaded with grains. The other day I went to this, I won't even mention the grocery store name. I went in there to get some dog food. First ingredient, corn. That's GMO corn, and you know it's about 80% corn. So I went to another pet store, and I found some dog food that has organ meats. So I was really excited about that. It's like the whole animal, the whole fish, the organ meats, everything. So my dog loves that food. It is expensive. It's like $90 per 25 pounds compared to the $20 one. But we're trying it out. But he loves it in the morning. He just can't wait to get it. But yeah, our dogs can, they love organ meats. There's a lot of nutrition in there. And you don't want to necessarily give your dogs grains. So I wouldn't recommend giving your dogs grains. Try to find food that is less grains and more what they're designed to consume. All right, let me know what you think. Put your comments below. Hi, guys. Hey, listen, I created a pretty amazing evaluation quiz down below that actually analyzes your symptoms to find the cause, the root cause of all of your symptoms, the most likely cause. So take the quiz now and we'll send you a report. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.